Gift of Wolf, Witch's Mummy, Mine, Gulf of the Ravine, Salt Sea Shark, Root of
Stop.
Hemlock.
Stop. Stop. Stop! Why do you talk like that?
Like what?
Like a mouse?
Oh, clearly. You've never heard a mouse talk or you wouldn't say that.
Oh, God.
Mice tend to mumble, actually, and to leave little trails of words behind them so that, you know, when the other mice come
I
along...
I don't care how mice talk, actually. I'm trying to get you to talk like a witch, not like the way you...
All my people talk like this.
Okay, that's it. We're finished.
What do you think?
That was the most excruciatingly painful reading I have ever heard in my entire existence.
So, do I get the part?
No.
Are you sure?
You're too short.
I can play tall.
I need a second all.
What are you going to do for a witch?
Keep looking.
Oh, nice try, little Frida.
Wasn't that bad, was I?
What time is it?
Come on. Was I that bad?
I wouldn't say that.
And with, you know, makeup and costumes and lighting and bubbling cauldrons and, you know...
If what you're trying to do is enter the world of the play, little Frida, I don't think Simon's going to let you in.
But Mojo, the more I think about it, the more I'm certain it's the key to what's happening here.
Well... If he finds another actress to play the witch, and that witch disappears, you may have your chance.
I just need a little practice.
That's for sure.
Acting, you know, is difficult, but a noble profession.
That's for sure, too.
Things are not proceeding smoothly for our director, Simon Gray. Word has gotten out that terrible things will happen to whoever plays witch number 3. No one will take the part.
I have someone.
Well, almost no one.
Who is she?
He is my partner.
He good?
He's terrible, but I'm desperate.
Okay. You want me to come and keep an eye on him?
Please.
I'll be there. So this is the official opening?
Yes, it is.
The critic gonna be here tonight?
Don't remind me. Looks like it'll be a full house tonight. Excuse me. Yes? Where are you? What? What? You can't do this! You can't do this to me! You are not going to be murdered. No, this is not the Phantom of the Bloody Opera. This is no one has been chopped up and fed to the crows. Where did you... Well, we don't know, but... What? If you do that, you'll never work in the... Hello? Hello? Ugh.
Problem?
I can't believe this is happening. I'm gonna kill myself.
Hey! Hi, everybody.
Now that's a finely timed entrance.
Does anyone have an electric razor and a half-full bathtub?
Witch number 3 pooped out.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Gee... What will you do? I know the lines. I can get dressed real quick. You don't have much choice, do you?
Just do it.
You won't regret this.
Oh, yes, I will.
Maybe she'll be better when she's in front of an audience.
No, she'll be even worse.
Now the lights are dimming. The crowd falls silent. Curtain rises. Enter the 3 witches in a single file. The first witch is very tall, over 6 feet, and lean. She's followed by the second witch, who is leaner still, though not quite as tall. I'd guess about 5'11". She's followed by the third witch. The third witch appears to be about half their height, a midget by comparison, or maybe even a mascot. Her long, scraggly wig reaches to the floor.
When shall we meet again in thunder, lightning, and rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Where the place?
Oh God, people are laughing.
They are too.
Where did I put my cyanide?
I come, Grey Malkin.
Paddock calls. Anon.
There is foul, and then foul is fair. Hover through fog, and filthy air.
So, the play continues, relatively smoothly, considering that whenever the third witch appears, there's always scattered chuckles from the audience. But now, finally, mercifully, we have reached Act 4, Scene 1. And once again, the scene begins with thunder and lightning. And once again, the witches file on stage.
Thrice the brinded cat hath mewed.
Thrice and once the hedge pit cry.
Harpier, cries, 'tis time, 'tis time.
Round the cauldron go.
Something very strange is happening. The third witch has just stuck an enormous cigar in her mouth. And she's continuing to deliver her lines.
I'm gonna shoot her. Who has a gun, a spear, a harpoon, anyone? Is there something in the prop room that I can use to skewer this lady?
The witches are now circling the cauldron.
I've newt and toad frog, wall of bat, tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing. Good job.
Little Frida's wig is beginning to rise above her head.
Her pigtails are underneath that wig. I bet they're unwinding and standing straight up. Little Frida senses danger.
There's just been a tremendous blinding flash of lightning.
Man, she just got snatched. Cigar and all.
Little Frida... she's gone. As you may recall, Mojo was asked by an old friend, Simon Gray, to investigate why everyone who plays Witch Number 3 in his production of The Scottish Play keeps disappearing. When one of the actresses playing that witch disappeared before his eyes, Mojo brought in Little Frida to help. When word got out that the witches were disappearing, no one would play Witch Number 3. Well, no one except Little Frida. It was opening night in the theater. All appeared to be going smoothly, more or less, until they reached Act 4, Scene 1. As Little Frida was delivering her lines, she vanished! The critics in the audience, who were gleefully preparing to rip the production to shreds, crowning Little Frida as the worst witch in the world, which is saying something given the long history of that Scottish play, were stunned by Little Frida's disappearance, pigtails first, and finishing with her little feet being drawn up into the air. In fact, the only thing left were the witch's shoes, which were way too big for her. They came twirling back down, thumping onto the stage. By the way, those shoes today, worth a lot.
Macbeth is being talked about and written about all over town, including the strange disappearance of all the other witches. But it's Little Frida's spectacular vanishing that has sparked this media feeding frenzy. Even the evangelicals have leaped into the fray, some believing this is a sign that Armageddon season has officially opened. Hallelujahs are spilling out of every right-wing religious media outlet. Is this the beginning of the end times? Perhaps not. There is now an extreme right-wing backlash condemning the vanishing as a false rapture, a disrapture, and a disruptor, even an act of Satan, since it was a witch of all things that was the first to ascend into heaven. Actually, the second. The first was a long time ago, and it didn't happen on a stage way, way, way off Broadway.
Well, Simon Gray is thrilled by all this attention. There are photo ops and endless calls for interviews.
They say there's a curse connected to Macbeth.
Yes. It's well known in the theater. It's believed that William Shakespeare actually used authentic spells and incantations for the witches.
But did you really believe in this curse before you began the play?
Terry, I took it into consideration. Any responsible director would. I knew I had to take all the precautions possible, of course.
Let me ask you a personal question, Simon. Do you believe in the rapture?
Let me answer this question in this way. If 36% of the American public believes in the rapture, and many of those God-fearing people are now filling my theater every night, including matinees, well, what is there not to believe?
Thank you, Simon Gray.
You're welcome, Terry.
You can see this extraordinary and certainly controversial production of William Shakespeare's Macbeth at the...
Nice going, Simon. But where are you, little Frida? Man, you did it in style this time.
Meanwhile, in a totally other dimension known as the Realm of the Muse, little Frida, who always lands on her feet, is amazed to see...
Ophelia? That really Ophelia? I think that's Stanley Kowalski. That's Stella over there, and I think that's Hamlet, and...
And on and on it goes. Fictional characters lounging about, looking bored, looking aloof, looking surly, looking expectant, or just not looking at all. This is hardly what little Frida would have expected. She stands there amazed and stupefied. Well, stupefied for about 30 seconds because...
Aha! You! You are a disaster. You are the worst actress who has ever played me in all the 400 years of my life.
Who? Me?
You. You little piglet! I'm going to roast you, and toast you, and toss you to the ravens! Prepare to die!
Maybe we could, you know, just...
Hey, what's with the lightning crap?
Shut up, Stanley! I'm going to toast this little weenie!
Hey, Tux, cannon, all right?
You know, Stanley has a point here.
Why aren't you dead?
I don't think your magic is working.
Rats! And I mean that literally.
Maybe we could talk about it.
Nothing works anymore.
I know what you mean.
No, you don't.
Try me.
All right. I give up. Fictional characters can't kill anything anymore.
Is that a problem?
What are you? Some kind of a pacifist?
Well...
And what's with your eyes? How come you can see?
Well...
Humans aren't supposed to be able to see in this realm.
No.
What are you?
Not exactly, totally, you know, human.
Oh, that's just great. I brought an alien into the sacred realm of the muse. Oh, quite amusing. It's gonna take endless incantations to clear the books on this one.
Is that where I am? The realm of the muse?
What? Yes, yes, that's where you are. Oh, she is not going to like this. Not one little bit.
Then why did you do it?
What?
Why have you been snatching people from the material world?
The material world? What are you, a seamstress?
Why do you snatch actors?
Why do you care?
Because you snatched me.
You're no actor. You're a little midget who should be burnt at the stake.
Hey, maybe I should play Joan of Arc.
Oh, barf me with a ladle.
While little Frida and Witch Number 3 continue their friendly banter, let's return to our material realm and catch up with Mojo. He and Simon have returned to the theater. It's late at night, almost midnight. There's a faint light, the ghost light, that single light that is always left burning on stage. Mojo is standing where little Frida was last seen when she disappeared.
I hope this isn't going to take all night.
Shh! I'm trying to reach out for my friend.
Good luck on that.
I wish I could see like little Frida. I can't tell if there's any rips in the ether or not. Probably, but I can't prove it by me. Can't smell anything. Can't hear anything.
I have an interview first thing in the morning. Did you hear that?
If it weren't for little Frida, you wouldn't be having that interview.
Take your time.
Little Frida! Little Frida! Oh, man. There must be a way to reach her. I gotta think about this.
Go ahead, take all night.
Simon, be cool.
And so Mojo pulls up a chair and sits down in the center of the stage. And he thinks. Well, actually, he's pretending to think. What he's really doing is waiting for something to come to him. And back in the realm of the muse, Witch Number 3 has given up trying to singe little Frida.
You mean you're worried about your credibility?
All of us are. All the characters are. We have shrinking demographics.
Why?
Because of bad acting.
Really?
Yes, really. The question is what to do about it. Oh, we have endless meetings among all the characters, but no one can agree on a plan. The discussions deteriorate into arguments and disagreements, and sometimes flaming fights.
With Thunder and Lightning?
If necessary. Oh, God, they're all such drama queens. Even the shrinking violence want attention. It's impossible to come to any consensus, so I took the matter into my own hands.
I noticed that.
It's the witch archetype. It draws the worst of the worst. The whole cackling, croaking old crone thing encourages the most hammy, scenery-chewing imaginable. It's worse than pirates.
I like pirates.
You would. I couldn't stand it anymore.
So you acted on your own, so to speak, and started kidnapping bad actors who were playing you?
Someone has to do it.
Did you kill them?
Why would I do that?
You tried to kill me.
Well, you deserve it.
No, I didn't.
Well, how would you like it if someone played you as god-awful as you played me?
I'm a little Frida with the piggy tails. Golly, wally, Miss Polly, oh, jeepers, creepers, and yuckity yikes!
All right. So you didn't kill the others?
Well, why should I put them out of their misery when I can make them suffer? It'll be a while before they start cackling again. Excuse me. What was that?
What?
Did you hear something?
Like what?
Like someone calling.
Calling what?
Free something. Little Freedom?
Oh, that's my partner, Mojo.
Mojo? Now he sounds like a character.
Oh, he is. He'd love it here. Ooh, can you snatch him?
Is he human?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
He won't be able to see much. Hazy shapes, shadowy figures, that sort of thing.
Oh, Mojo has other ways of seeing.
You think I'm going to snatch your friend so he can help you? Well, think again, my little piglet.
You're hurting my ears.
Yeah, cat him, will you? We're trying to play cards over here.
Oh, shut up, Stanley. He's never happy. Now, why can't I fry you?
I told you, I'm not totally, you know, human.
Well, you know.
Maybe I should bring your friend here after all, and I can roast him instead.
I think I got it.
Good, let's go.
I need a wig.
A what?
And I need a script for that Scottish play.
Tomorrow, okay?
No, I need it now.
Why?
I want to see if this is going to work.